Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that means it's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. And today, to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So what's showing up on your radar today?
One of the things I get to do as the owner of these three websites is to, as you do, Mike, interview entrepreneurs from around the state. And I'd like to highlight just a couple that have been recent interviewees. In Columbia, there's a new hotel, and it's a husband and wife combination that have opened up the Hotel Trundle downtown, and it's independent boutique hotel, non-branded. What's really cool about their story is they've partnered with 50 other organizations from across South Carolina. They really are kind of engaged with the community. They love Columbia. They want to make Columbia better. Another business I met down the Lowcountry was Coastal Coffee Roasters, and the owner there is Brad Mallett. Similar, he moved from the Northeast. Again, it's a really amazing connection with local businesses, highlighting local businesses in the coffee shop. He's partners in a brewery. He establishes connections with local farmers. He's connected with the local farmers market. Similar, in the upstate, there's a place right downtown called Methodical Coffee, independent, downtown, great sense of community. But really like hearing these stories of independent, local people creating a sense of community and partnering with other local businesses in their stores.
These entrepreneurs that we are importing from other parts of the country, are they saying why they chose South Carolina and what their experience has been so far?
Yeah, we know, I think, why people come here. I came from the north myself 18 years ago. One of the main things is weather, friendly people, friendly business environment, reasonable cost of living. When you come here, it makes it very hard to imagine going back.
What else has caught your eye, Alan?
Well, a couple of other things. When you start a small business and you grow it, what caught my attention this week was there's a company in South Carolina, Cox Industries, that has been for a long time kind of a flagship company of South Carolina.
Yeah, the wood preserving company.
Yeah, they make telephone poles, you know, transmission poles, and had a great run of it, great success. It's a little bit bittersweet, but the company has sold part of a vertical integration strategy for another company. You know, congratulations to them, but it's been bought by somebody from out of state.
Will the company's operations stay here?
I don't know the story yet, but always going to be changes when a company changes ownership. They could be buying the talent that's here in South Carolina and the sales and marketing and operations, but you know, that's the company's decision. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen there. I'm always a bit worried about it, but congratulations to Cox Industries all the same.
Anything else?
I also found on the very high end that it was interesting in the month of March that the South Carolina port had its best month ever in terms of container volume, the number one month in its history. So there's some really good things going on in terms of moving product through the port. And again, real congratulations to that success story.
How about the event calendar for our business community?
On May 5th in Columbia, in Saluda Shoals Park, they're having a barbecue international a barbecue cook-off. It's called Pickin' and Piggin'. Also in the Midlands, May 1st is Midlands Give. But everyone should put that in their calendar. There's an event in the Lowcountry that's being hosted by the YWCA of Greater Charleston, where it's a women's symposium called What Women Bring. And they have some very high-level executives in a day-long symposium in Charleston. And in the upstate, there's an organization called the Southeastern Medical Device Association, or SEMDA, and they're partnering with SC Bio and SCRA and other major organizations to really kind of accelerate the medical device adoption process and investment. So it's kind of a pitch program, but very interesting. I'd love to see something like that. And part of this entrepreneurial journey that the state's on, and some really good stuff happening in South Carolina.
Alan, as always, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina. We will have links to all three posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.